The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. We're having another look at a verse in Galatians. Some time ago, we looked at Galatians 1, Paul's revelation of the gospel that came to him from God. We just recently looked at his great statement, "I've been crucified with Christ." We've also looked at the way in which he urges us to continue to do good for those of the household of faith and to not give up, not be weary of doing what God has called us to do. But today, I just want us to reflect again upon the passage in chapter 5, the fruits of the Spirit. You see, Christian character comes out of a relationship with God. Christian character is not something that you can achieve in yourself. It has to be the grace of God at work in you. Now, the works of the flesh, which Paul also comments on in chapter 5, well, they come easily. They come out of our sinful nature. He cites things such as immorality, impurity, idolatry, all of these things, dissension, divisions, drunkenness, all of these things that can be in people's hearts and lives, they're there. They're there in our sinful nature. And sometimes we might manage to suppress them, but somehow or other they'll want to come out. But the fruit of the Spirit is very different. And, well, let's just remind ourselves, what are these fruits? They're love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And these are fruits, these are characteristics of those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we do have to just spend time. You see, in our ministries, in our churches, in our leadership, we're concerned to disciple people. We're concerned that people handle things with maturity. We're concerned that people are using the gifts that God has given them, and indeed the gifts of the Spirit, and all that's outlined in Corinthians. But Paul says character is so vital. You can have gifted Christians, you can have very talented Christians, you can have Christians who appear very spiritual because they seem to have these prophetic words, and they speak in tongues, they interpret their tongue, they just show all of these gifts and more. But Paul says what is most important is character. And character comes out of us encouraging people in their walk with the Lord Jesus. The fruit will come out of your walk with him. The closer you are to Jesus, the more you will be like Jesus. You know, I've lived with my dear wife for 45 years. She'll get it right. But it's a long time. And it's interesting how when you've been with someone for so long, you do find that there are ways in which you react. You spark one another off, that the way they respond, and you find you respond similarly. There are things that simply come out of being together for a long time. But Christian character, we need to spend time with Jesus. We need to say, "Jesus, help me to be more like you." There may be certain aspects of these fruits that we feel that we're doing reasonably well at. But I'm sure that when you look at all of them, there will be some where you say, "Oh, I need to grow a lot." Maybe self-control. It could be joy. We could be very faithful and very dedicated, meek and humble and submissive, but not really fully appreciating the joy of the Lord. Well, what Paul is saying is all of the fruits come out of our relationship with Jesus. And although it can be a slightly dangerous thing, you'll understand what I mean in a second, to ask him to make you fruitful in a certain area, it's sometimes just a sensible approach. Lord, as I look at the fruits of the Spirit, here's an area where I know I lack. But what you need to be prepared for, and some of you will already anticipate what I'm going to say, you know that if you want more patience, if you want more gentleness, if you want more self-control, if you want more goodness, you're going to be put in situations that are going to require you to respond in that way. In other words, it will be a testing time. God is not just going to drop that fruit out of the air into your life. It comes out of real situations. It comes out of handling things that come our way. And there's no shortcut to that. And people can have effective lives in many areas, but they can have shortcomings because these or that qualities lack, because we've never responded well to the tests. We've rebelled or we've rejected those times of trial and testing. Well, here's again the word of God. If you live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, not provoking one another, not envying one another. Together, we need to be committed to making one another more like Jesus. You may have goals for your church, even coming out of the coronavirus. Some of you are finding that you can meet. Some of you are still in parts of the world where it's not possible to meet. But why not make this your aim? Lord, enable me by the end of this year to be much more like Jesus than I was at the beginning. Lord, would you put an anointing upon me that provokes and challenges your people to be more like Jesus? Yes, there are many things we want to get back to when the doors of churches can be opened. But let's be provoked and challenged. Are we more like Jesus? I believe this time has been a real opportunity to draw near to God. And perhaps you and I may feel we've blown that. We've not really taken that full opportunity. Well, it's not too late. Let's come before God and say, Lord, use this time to make me like the Lord Jesus. And then I know my wife, my children, my family will be blessed as they seek the Christ-likeness in me. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.